Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Everyone, the new season of the Real DNA podcast is here, which I'm super excited about. I hope you will enjoy it as much as I did while recording them with all my precious guests. As usual, if there is anything specific you would like me to discuss with my guests, just drop me a message under my Instagram posts, please, and I will try to include them in my conversations as much as I can. Well, have fun listening and do let me know any feedback you might have.
Okay.
Gabby,
I have to say, this is just exciting for the fans as it is for me because like I told you a couple of days ago, is the first time I got the chance to meet you in person, and I can't tell you what a fan I've been
of your
career and everything you've done for the tennis. So
well,
thank you for that.
I know your career also, and for me it is a pleasure to meet you, to see you. You're adorable, so thank you.
No, so I go straight to the point.
Okay.
What on earth you do to look the way you do? We need to know, all the girls in the world need to know the recipe.
No, there is no secret. I think if you have a good nutrition and you work out, and most importantly, I think you have to be happy, you know, from the inside. Just follow the things you like to do. I think that's the best or the most important thing, you know, just to follow what you like to do and be happy.
So when you say workout, do you stick more to the cardio, weights, or what do you like to do these days?
I did several things. When I stopped playing, I started to run a lot, like 3 hours, 4 hours. And then I got into the bicycle.
Yep, I heard that.
So yes. I'm riding the bike. And I did the Tour de France, just a few stages, 5 stages.
Okay, that's the secret then.
Yeah.
Anyone
do
the Tour de France stages,
yes,
you look like this.
Exactly. No. And then I like to work out, I like to go to the gym, I do, you know, exercises. I mix it up with doing legs, kettlebells.
And
nutrition, I eat mostly, I try to have a complete, you know, nutritional, you know, like try to cover everything.
Yep.
So protein, carbohydrates, vegetables, fruits. So I do that, you know. I obviously have my temptations, which I love ice creams. So
yep.
I could eat ice cream every single day.
Same here.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I like chocolate.
And we do, though. People think we have to be on some crazy diets to look good, but no.
No way.
Yes,
no,
please confirm.
You need to please yourself.
Yes.
It's important also.
Yep.
So you have to find a balance. But if you eat, you know, mainly your foundation, your base is healthy, you know, like you cover pretty much everything, then you will be okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Now we know recently you started to play tennis again, which I think all the fans around the world are super happy about. First of all, what made you decide to give it a go again?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But no, actually, I don't play much tennis usually.
Mm-hmm.
No, I work out, but I never play tennis. Maybe in a social way with friends once in a while. And we started to see each other a lot with Gisela Dulco, my partner. We started to play paddle tennis together in Argentina. So I think they saw us playing and they invited us to come here. And we discussed it with Gisela, and she said, "Well, I will be happy to play." And I said, "Well, okay, I never played before." But yeah, why don't we give it a try, you know?
And how was the experience so far?
Yeah, very nervous. Every single game. Today we were playing and we were like, I can't breathe.
You almost get a panic attack
exactly,
before you go
exactly.
on the court.
Well, last night I was literally like that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm feeling this now. You know, and no, but the best part is just to see all of you, you know, just to, I haven't seen, you know, all the tennis family for such a long time. And I'm so happy to talk and to see each other. And that's the most fun.
Being honest, the night before the match, do you think like, okay, what am I gonna eat? What am I gonna dress? It comes the thought, but then you're like, okay, no.
I mean, I don't do that for the match, but I do it as a lifestyle, you know, to maintain, you
okay.
know, my lifestyle.
So the crazy superstitions you keep?
You mean the superstition? No, I don't.
No.
I try
okay.
not to be attached to that because it could be
yes.
it could be crazy. No.
I think we would be talking
much.
Somewhere else.
Yes, exactly. So better not.
Okay, now let's go a little bit back.
Yes.
Obviously, your perfume was the thing that I noticed with your career when I was growing up. It's like, oh my gosh, how do you do that? You have incredible results on the court. How did you find the time to actually create this and be part of this, which, as we know, when you play tennis, you have to focus on
sure.
this?
Actually, I started to work with the perfume. It was a perfume brand, a family brand that asked me to have my own perfume. I remember 16, 17 years old. And, you know, at that time, you're not so much into perfumes. And so it's like I started to discover a new world. And I remember them sending me the different smells, the packaging, you know, to choose, to pick which one I liked. Mm-hmm. And it was actually fun because you know how it is when you are playing. You're like in a bubble.
Yep.
You don't do too many other things. So this was like a nice distraction. Mm. You know, I will get to the hotel,
yep.
start smelling the perfumes. And so actually, I like it. I mean, it's a huge different world. Yeah.
Talking about the distractions, what would you advise any successful, good-looking young female athlete? We talk about this mental wellness a lot these days. What helped you to find that balance between having all the attention of the world on your shoulders, but at the same time keep kind of a normal life?
I think it's about finding the balance. I think you have to not forget that you are a person, first of all, and to keep doing the things that you like to do. You know, if it is, I don't know, reading, I don't know, listening to music or even study, I think you should not stop doing those things. I think you should put some time into that to find the balance, because tennis takes about, you know, 24 hours a day, you know, so it's important that you find a balance and you put some time to yourself, you know, in the things you like to do. You know, go to a concert if you like music, or go to a museum, go to a bookstore, or like I said, it's to study. You know, if you continue to study also, it's nice.
The podcast, it's called The Real DNA, because I feel
okay.
like DNA, for me, it's tennis. I think for
yes.
you, it's the same same thing. What is the biggest gift tennis has given you for your life?
So many. I'm so, so thankful to tennis, because all the people I met, the friends I have, the places I got to see, the growth, the maturity, so many things, the connection with people, it's so many things.
The upside of tennis that people maybe haven't realized that you had to deal with?
I think the media, the press, that was tough. I remember in the beginning, when I started to become more popular in my home country in Argentina, I would read the newspaper and maybe see a negative comment or something that was not based in anything, you know? And then, so I was like, why do they write these things, you know? And I had to work on that a lot, you know, to try to not to read, not to listen or to get distracted with those things. So yeah, it took me a while. And then in Argentina, you know, the media could be really tough, mm-hmm. you know, like they want you to be number one, you know, the next day.
Yep.
And so one day you're here and another day you're down here, you know, so it's difficult. It's something that you really have to work on.
What would you advise the young athletes out there with the social media now? Because back in the day, maybe you can kind of find a distance and hide away from it. Now, not really.
I'm so thankful that we didn't have media.
You with the social media, you would be
exactly. Because these days is the communication is so much from everywhere, and you see so many negative comments, and it's very hard not to read them. Mm. You know, you always get caught in those comments, and how do you deal with it? You know, I see it with the players today, I don't know really how they do it, but I would try to find a balance and not to focus on that so much. I will leave it aside during the tournaments, and perhaps afterwards, you know, start to read or to write. But during the events, I will try to stay away.
And Gabi, very last thing, it's something we actually have in common. And I just would like you to describe maybe in a few sentences what it was like for you to work with him, because we had the same coach at one point, Angel Jimenez. Yes, okay. And that's where I was trying to do as many things as similar as you. And to me, he was a very special person, and maybe something would...
Yeah, great memories from Angel. I was very young when I started with him. I think I was 18 more or less. I remember his way of working, you know, very like focus. He had a way of training that, like,
system.
He will, yeah, a system of training, you know, like very systematic, you know, and I always remember that. He was very organized and
disciplined.
Yep. Exactly, that's the word. Very disciplined. Fun. I had a lot of fun with him also off the court.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Gabi, this was such a pleasure for me. Thank you so much for finding the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to The Real DNA with Daniela Hantakova. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.